5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
There are so many reasons why I got into teaching.
One of the best things is the light bulb moment.
When you see a pupil suddenly understand something, that's really, really special.
Every child is so full of potential, and the thing that makes me proudest to be a teacher is seeing them realise what they are capable of. I don't think any other job can give you the same satisfaction.
That's why I chose to teach.
You could get £26,000 tax-free to train, search, apply to teach. Selected subjects only, subject to eligibility.
You're now listening to Gamertag Radio's E3 2015 coverage, live from the Los Angeles Convention Center.
All right, everybody, it's Pete Rock with Gamertag Radio here at E3 2015, and I have the esteemed pleasure of checking out Elite Dangerous on Xbox One. I'm here with John Virgo, who's one of the community ambassadors, and Ben Dowie, producer. So, Ben, give me a quick rundown on Elite Dangerous for those who are not familiar with the title.
So, Elite Dangerous is a game that has got a lot of heritage. The original came out in 1984. It was the original open world game, the first space sim. The whole idea is you can go out into our galaxy and create your own story. And when I say our galaxy, I mean our Milky Way. A one-to-one recreation with 400 billion star systems. We've got real physics, real planets, real black holes. There's the bodies all move around each other. We have every bit of scientific data known to mankind. We've used that and manually input it into the game so that every single star that we know about is in the game. It's in the correct position. You can look at any single one and move to it in real time and it will appear before you. It's not just a sky dome. It's something that is just ridiculous.
So it kind of feels like a game on rails, similar to some other games that have recently been announced. But this one, me personally, has a little bit more purpose. And when I say that, when I see like the games like No Man's Sky, I see it and it kind of feels like a Google Maps in space. Whereas in Elite Dangerous, it seems like there's a purpose. Can you tell, is there like a single player campaign or is it just a story driven, you're out on your own type game?
Yeah, sure. So the beauty of Elite Dangerous is you can make your own story in the stars. You really can play any style. You can be an explorer, you could be a trader, you could be a combat specialist, you could be a pirate if you want to be really mean. There's a whole galaxy out there with options. We've got a rich history in the game. There's all kinds of narrative that's been developed since 1984. There's so much more to come, which I wish I could talk about. There's many, many new features. We keep adding things to the game, fleshing it out, making it bigger and better. The whole choice is yours. There's so many things you can do. You could find allegiance with certain factions. You could back different people. You can help their cause. You can start wars. You can bring down economies. It's frankly one of the most epic experiences available on, well, now even Xbox One.
So you said it's a one-to-one port from PC, so there's no fundamental differences between any of them?
No, every single part of the game, it's come over to the Xbox One uncompromised. We've managed to bring it across and keep it at 1080p. We've managed to get the frame rate really high. We're going to constantly improve that while it's still in the game preview program. And we're even going to add a new feature when it drops for the final release.
What was it like developing for the game preview program?
Oh, it's been natural. We've had 18 months of developing with early access beta with our audience. We launched Elite Dangerous on Kickstarter. We've worked really closely with our community. We think it's the best way to develop. And we've actually kind of been able to lend our expertise to the Xbox One process. So for us, it's been a real natural transition.
So during the demo that you showed today, you announced a new game type. Can you talk more about that?
Yeah, sure. The new gameplay mode is called Elite Dangerous Close Quarter Combat Championship. We call it CQC. It's an arena-based instant action experience. It's 6v6. We've got deathmatch. We've got team deathmatch. We have a capture the flag mode called Capture the Datasphere. The levels themselves, there's going to be 2 to 4 at release. We're really pushing for 4. There's really intricate, tight environments that offer a completely different experience to what's available in the open galaxy. There's power-ups, there's progression internal to this gameplay mode. You can unlock new weapons, you can unlock new abilities, new modules. All of these give you more choices in how you like load out your ship. You know, again, like you can choose your own way to play in the open galaxy, you can choose your own way to play in the PvP mode. We're really excited.
Okay, John, what's it like being an ambassador for the Elite Dangerous community?
Oh, it's been an absolutely amazing experience. I'm so grateful for everything that Frontier have done to get us here, and we're just really pleased to show off the game. We're so enthusiastic about it, and not just how it is now, but the potential of it is astronomical.
Great. And so it was recently announced at the press conference that the beta is available right now on Xbox One, correct?
Yep, it's available there now. You can try it with a free trial. You can buy the heavily discounted preview price right now. I believe it's around $30, which is so cheap for what you get. You get an entire galaxy. Come on, guys. Let's get real.
This is only for Xbox One and next-gen consoles, correct?
Yep, so we're only available right now on PC, Mac, and Xbox One. Yep, we'll be looking at other consoles in the future.
And for people who want more information on Elite Dangerous, where can they go?
You can hit us up on social media. Just look for Elite Dangerous. We're at elitedangerous.com. You can hit the Frontier store, frontierstore.net, to buy the game. Just get involved.
Excellent. Thank you so much for taking that time, and enjoy the rest of E3.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week.